Despite the soaring price of gas, you may be about to hit the road this summer for a long car trip. And if that is true, you may be looking for something to keep you awake at the wheel. How about an audiobook? For example, there's Taste, My Life Through Food by the actor and foodie Stanley Tucci.
As it is fair to say that I now probably spend more time thinking about and focusing on food than I do on acting, as is evidenced by some of my recent performances, it seems appropriate that this primary passion take yet another form, that of a memoir of sorts. The following pages offer a taste of such a memoir. I hope you'll find them palatable. More puns to follow.
That's just one of the audiobooks on Tracy Thomas's summer reading list. Tracy is the creator and host of the podcast, The Stacks, and she joins me now. Tracy, come on in. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So as we can hear, Stanley Tucci's got a natural voice. He's a great reader. What is it that makes a good audiobook for you? Is it something that you're willing to listen to for hours and hours on end?
Yeah, for me, a good audiobook has to have a good reader narrator. That to me is the most important thing. If I don't like their voice, I just can't do it. I just can't sit with it for hours. Also, just engaging really strongly with the text, finding ways to bring the story to life, all of that's really important.
All right, let's talk about some of the books on your list, starting with fiction. You picked Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. It's about a devastating swine flu pandemic that killed off most of the world's population. It was written in 2014, so it was maybe a little bit prophetic. Tell us more about this one.
Yeah, so I listened to the book in 2018. So for people who are feeling like it's a little too on the nose, it might be, but it
and
was
you're like, oh,
one
that
of
could
my
never happen.
Yeah. I was like, this sounds wild. Whoa. The reader is a woman named Kirsten Potter. And actually, the main character in the book is also named Kirsten. So I loved that little moment. But it's a really engaging story. It's sort of a, you know, a little scary these days. But I loved how I was able to imagine this traveling group of actors who were telling these Shakespeare stories from memory to keep art alive. And the book sort of moves through these different worlds and focuses on different characters. And for people who have seen the HBO adaptation of it, it's very different than the book. So you don't have to worry. If you've already seen it, you could still listen to it.
All right. You also say that Jason Reynolds' Look Both Ways is a great book for the entire family to listen to in the car, which is helpful to know. Let's hear a little bit of that.
This story was going to begin like all the best stories, with a school bus falling from the sky. But no one saw it happen. No one heard anything. So instead, this story will begin like all the good ones, with boogers.
Boogers. My kids are going to love it. Anything potty talk related. All right, tell me more.
Exactly. So it's a collection of stories. It's 10 interconnected stories about children walking home from school. Jason refers to them as the walkers, the kids who walk home from school. And it has so much heart. It's for middle grade readers. So, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade readers. But I read this book without any children around, and I loved it so much. I cried at some of the stories. I laughed out loud. It's such a great book. There's so much fun to get into, and there's a bunch of different audiobook narrators for each story. Even Jason narrates a portion of the book as well. And if you don't know Jason Reynolds' voice, it is a dream.
Okay, let's talk about nonfiction. One of the books that you want to highlight is Kiese Lehmann's 2018 memoir, Heavy. Let's listen here. He's reading his own book.
Every time you said my particular kind of hard-headedness and white Mississippians' brutal desire for black suffering were recipes for an early death, institutionalization, or incarceration, I knew you were right. I just didn't care. I cared about the way you'd grit your teeth when you beat me for not being perfect. I cared about girls at school seeing my welts. I cared about you.
Great writing there. Tell me more about the memoirs that have your attention right now.
So I'm going to give you two. The first one is Heavy, which we just mentioned, which is, as the title suggests, it's a pretty heavy book. It's a memoir about Kiese's life, about his body, about his relationship to other bodies. It's one of the most beautifully written books I've ever read, and that goes double for memoir. It is just an incredible book. Now, because this book is very heavy, and for some people, if you're on a long car trip, you might want something a little less intense, I'm going to suggest R. Eric Thomas's book called Here For It, which is a memoir in essays. It's really funny. It's a great time. R. Eric also reads it. It is about his life. He is a gay man. He's married to a minister, I believe, or a preacher. It's about his upbringing, his going to college. It's all about his life. And it's just a really fun, good time.
That's great. Now, you have a recommendation for people who might want to learn how to improve their social skills, something of a self-help audiobook. Priya Parker's The Art of Gathering, which frankly sounds like something some people need a refresher on after the last couple of years.
That's exactly right. I've actually listened to this audiobook twice. I loved it so much. It's all about how we gather, why we gather, what's important about our gatherings. And I think as people are reimagining what it looks like to gather again, this book is a great refresher. You know, are you having that baby shower because you feel like you're supposed to? Or are you having the baby shower because you want to get your whole community together again to reconnect before a child comes into your life? Are you doing this wedding because you want to celebrate your love? Or are you doing this wedding to honor your parents and their story? And what does that mean for your guest list? And who's not included? And all of these little things that we do or don't think about that range from, you know, a huge conference at work to a dinner party for 8 people. And she talks about it all, and it's really beautifully narrated, and the writing is phenomenal. And the cover is also beautiful. If you look on your phone when you're listening, you'll be like, oh, it's so beautiful, everything.
We're not supposed to look at the cover.
I'm a big fan of judge a book by its cover. I gotta tell you.
All right, fair enough. Now, what's your philosophy on really long books? Like when it's an audio version, do you read the abridged or do you go for the whole thing?
Okay, I read the whole thing, but I do it on faster time. So I read it at 1.5 speed for almost all my audiobooks.
Can you follow it that way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people do a little faster. I do 1.5 to anywhere between 1.5 to 2. I know that's a little intense for people, but some people read real slow and it's like too slow.
Okay. I feel like if I listen to a book at twice the normal speed, I would be driving at twice the normal speed too. I don't know. That seems dangerous. Finally, Tracy, you have a couple recommendations for celebrity audiobooks. Stanley Tucci, of course, on the list. We heard from him. But you also have Viola Davis's Finding Me. Let's listen to a little of that. She tells us a harrowing story about an ordeal that she went through as a kid.
So my Portuguese classmate and 8 or 9 white boys in my class made it their daily end of school ritual to chase me like dogs hunting prey. When that end of school bell rang, it was off to the races, running literally to save my life.
Wow.
Yeah, so I am currently listening to this book. I don't know how it ends, but the first half has been so good. She is an incredible storyteller. As you can hear, her voice is just so rich and beautiful and has so much depth. I've always respected her as an actress, but hearing more about her life, her family, her upbringing, the struggles therein, it's been really just illuminating for the kind of woman that Viola Davis is.
Okay, before I let you go, I'm going to just be honest with you, and you're probably going to then ask, why are they letting this guy do the interview? I have never listened to an audiobook that I know of, and I think that's a little strange. So tell me why I should, because I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who are more traditionalists like me.
Yes, I'm going to say 2 things. My first thing I'm going to say to you and anyone listening who thinks that listening to an audiobook is not reading, you are not correct. You are very wrong. It is reading. And anyone who tells you otherwise, they're wrong. It's reading. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I'm a person who reads a lot, and I still have things I have to do in my day where I can't hold a book and physically read with my eyes. And so I listen to audiobooks while I cook, while I take my kids out on a walk in their stroller, while I fold laundry. I sometimes listen when I'm in the shower. It's just a great way to be reading books when I can't physically be reading with my eyes.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm going to try it. I think for me, it's just that I'm worried that I'll get distracted too easily. So that's
well, you can rewind.
You can rewind and speed up. Tracy
and
Thomas
is
host of the podcast, The Stacks. We'll have the entire list at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you.